A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full Senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officials who went did not find them in prison, so they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found that no one was inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them. So as to what this would have come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put into prison are in the temple area and teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officials went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, and whoever does not believe in him has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come forward toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we focus on the most quoted verse of all the scriptures, the verse that's been translated to every single language in the world, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, anyone who believes in him would not die but have eternal life. And so I think that most of us believe that God so loved the world. Well, sometimes. We believe, yes, but we don't believe God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son to save me. But again, he can't save the world if he can't save me, part of the world. And so we got to, first of all, know that in our lives that God sent Jesus to die for me so that I could have eternal life. And then when it goes to the next line, 3:17, that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it. God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn you or me. He came to save us. And so once we get this, then our heart can change towards other people. But if we, in our heart of hearts, think that God really doesn't love me and that God really does condemn me, every day he's waiting for me to mess up. And as soon as I mess up, he goes, "I got you now." If that's your vision of God, how horrible that is. If you even could even begin to think that that's who God is, he would not be love. But God did not send his Son into the world to condemn you, but to save you. And so if that's true for me, then it's true for everybody else. So then I got to be the same way with other people. Let's pray for that grace. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.